Hello?
Oh, hi, Andrew?
Yes.
Hi, it's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
Good. How are you, Tina?
I'm doing pretty good. Thank you for asking. I appreciate that. So I was just following up because I noticed that we're having trouble processing this month's payment, and I didn't know if there's something going on with the card that we have on file.
Probably. That's I had to replace the card, and I got an issue as well, and I'm hoping maybe you can help remedy this. I didn't realize I had two different marketing companies. I had you guys, and I had another one. So,
okay.
That's one of the reasons I changed the card, just to be transparent with you.
Sure.
I know we had a conversation before about multiple J&M Googles.
Right, and we how that'll hurt your rankings.
Yeah, and it's definitely hurting, and when I search J&M Roofing, it's not even coming up the right one. So I'm hoping. So I'm hoping to get back on track with you guys, and get this remedied. And I'm not going with anybody else. I was happy, you know, with the conversation that I had with you or whoever my rep was. I apologize. If it wasn't you, but I'm hoping we can remedy this, get it back up, get it looking good, and you know, start promoting my Google page.
Okay, definitely. So I will look at the one that's visible and make sure that's the one that we have access to. And then once the payment's up to speed, if it's not, do you want everything updated to the one that is visible now? Is that the correct information that's showing? Or did you have duplicate information?
So it's duplicate. Well, how do I say this? There is... there's like J&M Roofing LLC, there's J&M, J&M Roofing and Construction. There's multiple ones. So the only one that I want is the one with the 19, I think it's 19 reviews.
The 19
that's
reviews,
the one, yeah, that's the one that I've been trying to get people to put reviews on, and I've been pushing review requests to customers and stuff like that, but you know, when they Google J&M Roofing and Construction, you know, it's not showing up the right one. So, and you'll see I had SH leave a review, and he actually left a review on two different pages, and I had to tell him, hey, that's the wrong one. So now I look like an idiot because he left a review on the wrong page, and he's like, yo, you know you don't have any reviews on Google. I was like, nah, you got the wrong one. So.
Okay. So I can only see the one that he left the review on that has one review, but I don't know until I log into your Google listing if this is the one that we're managing or if it's the one with the 19 reviews. So I'll look into it, and then I can actually have somebody from customer support call you back and just make sure that everything gets merged appropriately. The only thing is the technicians won't do any type of programming while the account's in a past due status. So did you want to get the payment up to speed now, and then that way we can get this all fixed for you?
Yeah, that's fine. What's the past due?
It's for $399, but that includes $200 worth of Google ads. So if you wanted to, you know, until this gets fixed, maybe hold off on the Google ads, we can modify that to $199. But it looks like you're doing pretty good with the ads on there, you know, but I just want to give you that option.
Okay. Is there a way to up the Google ads?
Of course. $200 is the minimum budget, but we have people all the time that say, hey, I'm doing so good with the $200, I want to up it to $500 or $1,000 this month. So you can increase that as much as you want. And what it does is it gives you a higher daily ad spend before you rotate off. So you get more real estate on the first page with a higher budget, of course.
Sure. Now, let me ask you, I know I'm based out of St. Cloud, Orlando area. We recently started doing work for Hurricane Ian down in Fort Myers, Cape Coral area, and I would like to promote over there in that area as well. Is that something we could do?
Fort Myers, Cape Coral, right?
Yeah, or, okay. You know, we could even do, like, Sarasota. I would be okay with that. Inglewood, Venice.
Okay, I'm just putting this in here. Because what we can do is you can increase the Google ad spend, and we can run the ads wherever you like. So we can modify it and say, hey, move them away from the St. Cloud area because your local map section on Google is already ranking there, right? So you won't lose your placement in your local area if you run ads elsewhere. And that's the benefit to the ads is exactly what you're experiencing. You know, there's a recent hurricane that you could take advantage of, business down there, people that need your service. So you can run ads in that area now without having a location there, you know.
Okay. Now, also, what ad is being promoted? Is that something you guys build, or is that something that's taken from my page, or just my name and phone number?
Yes, a Google pay-per-click ad is usually a tagline and a link to your website. So it might say, you know, for the best roofing and construction needs, call J&M now, and then there'll be a link to your website. So it's usually just something very generic that has a tagline and a link to the website, sometimes a call to action, and then we run them for you in the, you know, designated areas.
Okay, so there's not a way to actually put, like, an actual ad.
Correct. Unless there's something special that you want on there, then we could request it of that department. And if it is doable, they would enable that for you. So, you know, sometimes we have people that say, for instance, oh, I want to put on there that I'm running a holiday special. Or in your case, I want to put on there that I'm, you know, offering a special for hurricane victims or what have you, you know. There might be something special that we can put on there for you in the interim rather than just a generic tagline.
Okay, yeah, I would definitely like to do that, especially for, like, hurricane victims or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And see what we can come up with, you know, maybe get some a little extra traffic or something.
Okay. For hurricane. Okay. I'm putting this in here so that I can send it over to the technicians. And then do you want to keep the budget at 200 for now, or are you thinking you want to increase it?
Let's increase it to 500.
Okay. So we'll increase it to 500. So that will make your monthly $699. And then for the new card, is it still the same billing address on Peary Place?
Yep.
That's the same. Okay. So I'm ready for the number whenever you are.
It's 4355.
Mm-hmm.
3605.
Okay.
0305.
Mm-hmm.
2707.
Okay. Expiration?
3 of 26.
Okay. And the code?
232.
Excellent. Okay, so let me get your authorization, and then you will be good to go. And then what I'll do is I will increase the ads for you. And then do you still want customer support to call you back, or do you want to just leave it in the technician's hands where I tell them you want to put out something on there, like a special for hurricane victims?
Yeah, that's fine. Just do that. And I want to make sure that we consolidate and get rid of the wrong J&Ms, though. That is my biggest
thing. That's your big priority.
And the other thing that I'm having an issue with is, well, I definitely don't want to lose my reviews, so I don't want to delete one that has all the reviews.
Okay. So I'm wondering if right now that one that has the 19 reviews on it might be under suspension with Google only because I can't find it. Do you have a link to it that you could forward it over to me so that I could send it to the technicians?
I believe so. I mean, like, when I send my customers, if I send I have a like a review link that I send to my customers, and that takes.
Oh, that would be phenomenal. Okay, yeah, we have a review generator email that we sent you in the past. Let me see if that's linked up. If not, then you can send me the one that you have. And then here, I'll text you my email address because it's my first initial and last name at localsplash.com. So it might be a little tricky for you to write it down, but I'll send it to you in a text. That way you can just copy and paste and send that reviews email back to me, and that way I can forward it to the technician. Or is that too complicated, perfect. Or is that good?
No, that's
good.
Fine.
Okay. Okay. I'm trying to make it easy. Maybe I'm confusing you. I'm sorry.
No, you're good.
Am I good? Okay. All right. So you're good to go. So I'll be on standby for that. Oh, here we go. You know what? That is our listing, because I just clicked on the review generator email that we sent out, and it's that one. It says J&M Roofing and Construction, and it has the 19 Google reviews on it. So this, what we have to do is find out who this other, the only difference between the listings is the other one has the and symbol between roofing and construction, but ours has the and written out. So you want
right,
to get
then,
that. Okay, I see what we're doing now. Okay.
And the other one is actually, I think it's J&M Roofing.
Yep.
And there's no and construction. So there's multiple. If you look at J&M, just type in J&M St. Cloud and see what populates. But
okay.
There's multiple J&Ms, and they might definitely created other ones with the same information, same phone number and stuff. So I just want to make sure we get rid of everything except for the one with the 19 reviews. That's it.
Okay. I will send that over to the technicians, and they'll get working on that right away, okay?
Very well. Thank you.
All right. You're welcome, Andrew. Have a great rest of your week.
All right. You too. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.